If Reuven went and brought his ox into somebody else's chatzar without permission, you brought, you put your ox in somebody else's chatzar without permission. Now, let's say the owner's shor did damage to your shor. Because the balabas's kelev went and bit your shor. Halacha is potter. The halacha is that the bala, the halacha is balabayis potter. The balabas is potter in both places. Whether the balabas's shor did damage to this person's shor, or whether the balabas's kelev bit him. The mice of the balabas is potter. Because who asked you again to come into my rishus? I didn't give you permission to come in. If you brought your shor into my rishus without permission, so therefore I don't have to watch it. Therefore, if my animals do damage to you, I'm potter. What about Nogahu Shurish Balabais? Let's say though this shore that came in now without permission does damage to the Balabas's shore, then also Chayef Pshita, the Balha shore is Chayef, like your shore went into Rishus HaNizik, you'll be Chayef for Shane, for Regu, for Karen, Havadi Chayef. What about now Nofal Leboiroi? You fell into the person's bore. The Hivish Meimov. And you made the water in the bor stinky, hivish. You ruined the water there. So chayiv, you're chayiv for that. If your shore went in without permission into somebody's backyard, and the shore fell into the bor, a guy had a bor of water there, and the shore fell in and made the water, ruined the water, so vada, the bala shor is chayiv, it's also mazik, you ruined his water. What about hoy oviv oy benelot haychay? Let's say the bala boss told his father to go down and get me some water. Or he told his son, go down to the bor and get me some water. So in this bor now was the balabas's father or son. And now somebody else's shore came into the backyard and tripped and fell into the bor and killed them. Halacha is mishalom es hakofer. Havada, the balas shore is chayiv. So the balas shore, his shore killed somebody now. So therefore the balas shore has to pay kofer to the yorshim of the oviv or to the benoit. Now, this is all if he came in without permission. What's going to be v'yim hichnas rishus? Let's say the balabas gives this person permission to come in to bring your shor into my chotzer. Then balachotzer chayiv. Then you should know the balachotzer is chayiv. Because since the owner gave you permission to come in, so posh is stam coming in means come in and I'll watch it for you. So therefore, if the balabas' animal damages this person's animal, the balabas has to pay because he's chayiv. And who are then pushed the opposite way also? If the balabas's animal got damaged, so, or did damage, also, we'll soon see who's chayiv about that. Rabbi Yomer Rabbi says, Bekulon, in all these cases, Einoi chayiv achikabal olav lishma. Rabbi argues and says, no, that when a balabas gives you permission to come into his house, stamp permission means, okay, you can come in, but come in and watch yourself. If my shor does damage to you, I'm still potter. Only if the balabas, when he says come in, he speaks out clearly, you come in and leave your things there and I'll watch it for you, then if it gets ruined, then the balabas is chayiv. But as long as the balabas did not say, I'll take over, I'll watch it for you, then we say no, stam coming in just means I give you permission to come in. If you want to come in, you can come in, but they say that I'll have to pay for you, that no. Sister Chorazah Machlekes Rebbe in the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, when he says you could come in means come in and I'll pay. Come in and I'm mechayiv. I'm out to take over. And according to Rebbe, it's not that way. Stam when a balabas says comes in does not mean to say he'll pay for it.
Yeah.
So this is the Machlekes Tanakhama Rebbe. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Machlekes is. Most of that is Taima. What's the reason to Shleib Rishus? What's the reason that we say that this person, Reuven, that went into somebody else's rishus, that Reuven has to pay? Reuven is the mazik. Why? Because he came in without permission. If Reuven brought his shor in without permission, so Reuven is chayif. Mashmado ha rishus, mashmado he came in with permission, loy mechayif bal kederis. If this potter, the man that makes pots, if he has permission to come into your chotzer, so he comes in with permission, and he puts down his pots, and then something happens to it, so, Habrishus, loy mechayiv bal kederos, beniske behemte the bal chotzer. Mashma, then, if you come in with permission, and the balabas's ox hurts himself over your pots, so your potter, that loy mechayiv bal kederos, beniske behemte the bal chotzer. The owner of these pots, since he has permission to bring it into your house, So you put it down in your chotzer, and if your shah comes and trips over them and hurts them, the bala pats is potter, since he came in with permission. For lo yamrinu, and we do not say, kibule kibo bal kederis nitirusa de behemta de bal chotzer. And we do not say that when you came in, the pshat is that the bal hakederis is going to watch it, that your animals will not get hurt from it. We don't say that. When you came in with permission, we don't say that you came in with permission means that I'll watch it. For Leimin, we do not say that Kabule Kibul Bal Kaderis Natirusa the Hemta the Malachotzer. Since so, Mani, who does the Reisha go like? Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. The Yoma that says, Kol Bistamo Lekibula Natirusa. That when you accept permission, Minastam, permission means that not that you're going to watch it. Since so, like we're saying now, if the Bal HaKaderis has permission to come in, so getting permission to come in means stam. I have rishus to put it down, that's all. Do you mean to say that I'm going to watch it now, my pots, that they should not do damage to your shore? No, I did not accept no shmiron upon my pots. I'm just putting it down. So, once the guy with the pots has permission to bring his pots down, and he puts it down, then if the owner's shor hurts himself over these pots, he would be potter. Because that's what's mashma from the Mishnah. Only because the Bal HaPatz came in without permission, shleibrishus. Then we say if the owner's ox has hurt himself over the kederas, that the Bal HaKederas have to pay. But if the Bal HaKedera had permission to bring his pots down, once he puts them down, he's potter. Even though the Bal HaBasis shor trips over them, still the Bal HaPatz is potter. Because even though he came in with permission, we do not say his permission means, like, I'll watch them. That we don't say. So Mura says, if so, Mani, who does the Reisha go like? Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe. The Yoma that says, Kol bistoma loikibul olei natirusa. That whenever you accept, like, stamp permission, whether you're given permission, or whether you're taking permission, all it means is you have a right to come in, but it has nothing to do without watching it. You're not makabel upon yourself to watch it. If so, the Gemara says, Eima Sefer. What does the Sefer say? In Hichnas Bereshus, let's say though the Bala Kedera had permission to come in, so it says then, Bal Chotzer Chayiv, then no, the Bal Chotzer is Chayiv. That if it does any damage now, the Bal Chotzer is Chayiv. He saw the Gemara Yitzakashi, so, or son, the Rabbonin, come to according to Rabbonin then. The Yarmah that Rabbonin say, Bistoma Nami, Kabula Kibul, Lena Terusa. That when the Bala boss gives you permission to come in with your pots, so the pshat is come in and I'll watch your pots. Therefore, the Sefer says that if the Bal HaBos Ishor breaks the pots, the Bal HaBos has to pay, even though we only gave him permission to come in. So Guru said, when I give you permission to come in, that means to say, come in and I'll watch it for you. If so, that goes according to the Rabbanan. So it's a Bissel Modna then. The Reisha is like Rebbe, and the Sefer is like the Rabbanan. Visu, then what does the Mishnah itself end off with? The Mishnah itself ends off and says, Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, the kulon in all these cases in the Mishnah, ein noi chayiv, the balabos is not chayiv, achi kabel all of balabayis lishmar, until the balabos accepts upon himself clearly to watch whatever came in, to watch the pots, to watch the shore, to watch the peiris. So that's Rebbe's halach in the Sefer. So it comes out now in our Mishnah that Reisha of the Sefer Rebbe. The beginning of the Mishnah is also mashma like Rebbe, that if you have permission to come in, you don't have to watch it. And the Sefer of the Mishnah is like Rebbe, that stamp permission does not mean you watch it. Stamp permission just means you have a right to come into my chotzer. What happens later? I don't have to watch it. And the Mitzios of the middle case, Luchuri, is like the Rabbonin, that says no, that once the Bal HaBos gave you permission to bring your shorm, or to bring your pots into my rishus, that means that the Bal HaBos is going to watch it. So therefore, if the Bal HaBos's ox damages your shor or your pots, the Bal HaBos has to pay for it. So it's a little modna, the Reisha and Sefer is like Rebbe, in the middle goes according to the Rabbonin. So first the Gemara says, yes. Omer Rab Zera answers and says, Tavra. Tavra, Rashi says, like it means kosha adodi. It's like a good question to the Reisha and the Sefer. And therefore what you have to say is, Misheshonezu, Loishonezu. Whoever learned this did not learn this, like it's true. The Reisha goes according to Rebbe, the Mitziyosa goes according to the Rabbonin, and the Sefer goes according to Rebbe again. Rava says no. Rava says kula rabbonimhi. Rava says no. Both the Reisha and the Sefer go according to the Rabbonin's shita. That the Rabbonin holds that stam, when you have permission to come in, that means permission, and I'll watch it also. So what's the pshat then? Uvrishus shmiras kederes kibul alav abal chotzer v'yafilu nishba beruach. With a pshat like this, when the balabos gives this Reuven permission to come in and bring your pots down in my rishus, you know what the balabos is saying according to the Rabbanan? The balabos is saying, come in and I'll watch it. I'm giving you permission to bring it in. It means it's under my control now, that I have to watch it. That means, even if it's not my act that does damage to it, even if it's just the wind that comes and breaks it, I'll be mechayiv. It's like mamish, you're accepting it to make it like yours. So therefore, once it becomes like yours, that's why you're chayiv. Well, let's see Rashi just. Once, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, v'yafilu nishba bruach. The oil, when the balabos says, come into the house, v'yintir alecho komalei, saying, I'll watch it from you. That's the terrace. So really, the kasha really was a shred. What the whole kasha started off with. The whole kasha was when the bala kederos brings it in. So he asked permission to bring it in. Bringing it in means that I have a right to bring in my pot into your rishus, but I'm going to have to watch it though. I have to watch my pot that my pot should not do damage to you. That was like the kasha. So the terrace is no. When you have a right to bring in your pot, it's not a kasha according to the Rabbanan. When the pot is brought in, the reason why if your pot does damage to the balabos, is because the balabos accepted the shmir upon everything. Like the balabos accepted that even something else should not come and do damage to it. So pshita, the balabos accepted also to watch his own shvorim not to be damaged from your keder. So about if the balabos didn't accept this rishus, this shmira, then whenever you get permission, you accept it yourself. But here, when a balabos gives you permission to bring your pots into my house, what the balabos is saying is, you bring it here and go home, and I'll take complete charge of these pots. That whether the pot does damage to me, I'm achroin. Whether I do damage to the pot, I have to take care of it. So therefore, that's why the balakader is potter. Not because he's not mekabel shmira, but because the balabos was mekabel shmira. The balabos said, he'll take it. Right. Mishnah says, "Hichnis peirosav lechotzer balabais." If you bring your peiros into the chotzer of the balabos, so it's the same halachas. So what? If you bring your peiros into the house of the balabos without permission, so again, if the balabos is sure eats up your peiros, he's potter because you had no right to bring it. But if the balabos is sure hurts himself with your peiros, you have to pay him back. So now, Omar Rav says like this: Loishonu, when is it learned that the bal ha-peiros has to pay the damage that's done to the owner's ox? Only if the owner's ox trips over these peiros and hurts himself. So his peiros was like a boar, senavadi has to pay. Avul ochlo, what's going to be if the animal eats up these peiros and ate them all up and got a tummy ache and got sick and killed himself? Then potter, then the bala peiros is potter. Even though your peiros caused the animal to die, but there I'm potter. My time, what's the reason? Heavy law shaloi taichol. Then the balaparis has the right to say it's not called I did the damage. It's called like you did the damage to yourself. Who asked your shah teed up my fruits? Like you can't say I did the damage. Your shah ate up the fruits on his own. So therefore, if something happens to him because he ate so much and he died because of these paris, that's why I'm potter. That's Rav's Chiddush. This is Rav's Chiddush. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Shesha, Rav Shesha said that Amina, I'll tell you over that Kinayim Vishochiv Rav Omer Lahai Shmaitata. Master Rav Shesha doesn't like this halacha. So he said when Rav said it, Masfabi, he was dozing off. In other words, he didn't say it with his full mind. He wasn't all there when he said it. Why? Well, what's Rav Shesha's kasha? The Tanya would learn like this: Hanoi Sein Sam Hamovis Lifnei Behemes Chaveroi Potter Medina Yodem Mechayim Medina Shemaim. If somebody puts down some poison in front of somebody else's animal, and the animal eats it and dies, so you're potter medina yodam, because it's a groma like, and you're only chayiv medina shemayim. Now, Samar says, the Rosh Hashanah question was like this: Sam hamovis mashmon here because it was poison. The lo yavidi diochlo, because usually poison, an ox does need poison. A damaged brain an animal has, not eat poison. So therefore, you're potter medina yodim. Because by you putting it down in front of the shore, it like wasn't supposed to be eaten by the shore. Therefore, it's not called like you killed him. But it's mashma avo peiros, But mashma, if you just put down good fruit in front of this animal, the yavid the yochla, that's normal for an animal to eat it, and he would die because he eats so much fruits, then it's mashma for me that v'din a yodah nami mechayiv, that you would be chayiv. So it's not like Rav. Here it's mashma that if you put down fruit, something that the animal should eat, and like it's normal for him to eat it, so by you putting it down, it's not called the groma. That's called kamat, like you fed him. And if he died, now he died because of you. So you should be chayiv. So that's what Sheshes says, Kash on Rav. Why does Rav say that you potter in such a case? Here it's mashma yichayiv.
And if you poisoned to food, that's the same thing. If you put
on food, that would be the same thing. Then you would be chayiv. Right, that's the word. The avmin is only because it's poison. That's why you potter. But if it would have been food, then you'd be chayiv. It's not like Rav. So that's the question of Yamai. Why? According to Rav, hevel lo shel teichel. According to Rav, the svar should have been your potter because you didn't give it to him. He took it by himself. So therefore, you should be potter. So more answers no. Amri, like Rav could answer back like this. Who adin really afilu peres nami potter? It could be no. Even if you put down fruits and you ate a lot of fruits, also you'd be potter midin yodim. If so, why does this Mishnah only say samamovis? This is what I want to teach us. Welcome, Ashmalon. The Afilu Sama Movis Nami. Tlayavidi di Ochla. Even, and it tells us the other way, the Kiddush, that Yechayim Adina Shemayim. That even though you only put down poison, which normally an animal does not eat poison, the Afilu Sama Movis Nami, Tlayavidi di Ochla. Normally you don't eat it. Still Chayim Adina Shemayim. That's why the Mishnah wants to say the case of poison. It teaches the Kiddush that still it's called you a Gurim, and therefore you're the Gurim here, and Yechayim Adina Shemayim. The din of the Reisha, that it says that your potter, it's lav davka because you're feeding him poison. Who are din the same svara would have been if you're feeding him food? Because the Meister, that's Ram svara, that who asked you to eat it? I didn't give it to you, I didn't feed it to you. You took it yourself, therefore I'm potter b'din yodim. The boy is saying another terence like this. Samamavis nami, no, even the case of Samamavis is also talking about food. Samamavis nami, beyafrasta tainu peri. We're talking about Bafras, the Rashi says that's an asev, a type of a grass that has poison in it. But our koponim, it looks like food, it looks like peris for the animal. So that's Chan the Mishnah also. We're not talking about special poison that an animal knows to watch himself from. No, it's talking about a regular grass, poison ivy, that the animal doesn't know that it's poison, and the animal goes and eat it. Says so, that's a proof to Rav then. So even though you put down something that looks like good food for the animal, and he goes and eats it and dies, still, you put them within a yodim, because it's not called like you gave it to him, you killed him, but rather consider he took it himself, it's only a grammar, therefore you put them within a yodim. All right, turn over. Yeah. Right, Meis we have a kash like this. It says, "Oisho shenichnasol litchon chitim eitzah balabayish lebrishus." If a lady goes into somebody's house and uses his grinder to grind up her wheat, litchon chitim eitzah balabayish lebrishus, she brings her wheat into your house and she grinds up her wheat there. V'yachlos and behemta shebalabayis, the balabos, his own his animal comes and eats up the wheat. So potter, rather the balabos is potter. Who asked you to bring your wheat into my house? Im huska. Let's say though the animal got hurt because of the wheat, it says chayeves, that she is chayev. So again, via Maya, the havaminer is that the animal ate up the wheat, and by eating it, he got damaged, he got hurt. So the question is also, via Maya, why do you have to pay? Why is she chayev? Neymar, let her say to the balabos, heavy losh loy teichal, you shouldn't have eaten it. So Gemara answers back, no, it's not a kashan rav. Amri, I'll tell you, is this Bryce here any more of a kasha than it says in the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says that if the animal got damaged, that you have to pay. And Rav says damaged means not that it ate the food, but it tripped. So here also, the same thing, but it means the muska here does not mean if the balabos's animal ate up these chitim, then avadish would be potter. We're talking about the balabos's animal tripped over the chitim. So that's like a boar, then she's chayiv. Is this any more of a kasha than the Mishnah? To Yochim, though, we said, Pshan, the Mishnah is, Shehuchlokah behen, that the animal tripped, that's when he is chayiv or she is chayiv. So Gemara says, if so, the Karilo, my Karilo. And what was the big question? Of course, just like we said, that's Pshan, the Mishnah, that's Pshan, the Spricer also. Renisha brings a chitim into the Balabos's house, and it says that the Balabos's animal got damaged, means that the Balabos's animal tripped over it. What's the big kasha? So my answer is no. The question was, I'll answer you. I understand good al Mishnah. Ketoni, it says im huchsaka. bohen. If the animal hurt himself with your pots, so then we say it means shuch lo kobhen, that the animal tripped over the pots and hurt himself. Then the bala kader is chayiv. Ah, well, over here it says katoni im huchsako. It's just as if the animal got damaged. For loy katoni behen, it doesn't say with it. It's just as it got damaged. So it's mashma achiluhu. So mashma is talking about achilu. So here it's mashma, the balabos's animal ate up these chitim and died or got sick because of the chitim. She has to pay for it. So the answer is v'iduch. What's like a pshat? How can Rav answer? Omalach loy shino. Rav says, no, there's no difference. Even though it says a muchzak, it doesn't mean if the animal ate up the chitim, but it means if the animal tripped over the chitim, then she has to pay. But erechnam, if the animal would have just eaten up the chitim, then she would still be potter, because she has a right to say, who asked your shor to eat up my chitim? Toshima, come with another proof. It says, hichnish shor ulechotza balabayish lebrishus, if you bring in your ox into somebody else's chotza without permission, v'yochal chitim, and the shor now goes and eats up the wheat there. V'hitriz, and he stuffs himself up too much, umeis, and the shor dies, is potter. So Avada, the Balabos is potter. Who asked your shor to come into my house? But let's say the Balabos gave permission for your shor to come into my house. I told you, okay, I give you permission. Bring your shor into my house. And now your shor went and ate up a lot of my chitim and died because of that. So it says clearly, Balachot chayiv. It says, yes, the Balachot is chayiv. It's a question according to Rav Yamai. Why is the Balachot chayiv? Heavy leishel lo yoicham. The Balabos has a right to say back to the Baha Shor, listen, who asked your Shor to eat up my chitin? I didn't tell him to eat it up. And here it says, still says, no, Yechayiv. So my Rava says, Brishus, Ashloi Brishus Karamis. You asked me a question here where you had permission to come in from the case before we didn't have permission to come in. Brishus, when the Balabos gives you permission to bring your ox into my house, Shmira Shoyroi Kibbalolov. Then the Pshalik we said before, that the Balabos, according to the Rabbonin, accepts upon himself to watch your shore, that both your shore won't do damage to somebody else, and that nothing will happen to your shore. So the Balabos has a chiyuv to watch this shore. Therefore, the Balabos was supposed to stop this shore from eating so much chitim. If he saw him eating up 100 pounds of wheat, he should have stopped him from eating it. He should have known something would happen to the shore. Even in the case that the shore would choke himself, also you're chayiv now. Because when you told somebody come into your house with this shor, it means to say you're going to watch that shor. So in this case, avad you're chayiv if the shor eats too much and dies. But Rav is talking about a case where he came in without permission. Nobody accepted upon himself to watch it. Just the Balabos' shor ate up your chitim, and the Balabos' shor died because of that. Then Rav says, you have a right to say your potter, because who asked your shor to eat so much food? But there he wasn't a shor, he's not mechuyev to watch your shor. But over here, we have permission to bring it in. Then the pshat is the Balabos says, I'll watch it. Therefore, he's chayiv. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Hecha the kibul le netirusa maho. In a case where the Balabos accepted to watch it, what's the pshat he accepted to watch it? How much did he accept to watch it? So Rashi says, Hecha the kibul le netirusa, kagoyin the Rabbonin, according to the Rabbonin, stomo. When, according to Rabbanim's Pshat Stam, when I give you permission to come in, the Pshat is come in and I'll watch it. So you have a suffix now, how much do you have to watch it? Who are then Rashi says, Ulu Rebbe, we could ask the same question according to Rebbe Shita, the Omalei Kenoi Shorcha Vani Yashmerenu. In a case where the Balabos speaks out clearly and says, okay, I give you permission to bring your Shor in and I'll watch your Shor. And according to the Rebbe, Min Astam, you don't have to watch the Shor. If I give you permission to come in, it just means come in, but I'm not going to watch it. But in the case where the Balabas says clearly, come in and I'll watch it. What does I'll watch it mean? How much do you have to watch it? Did Nav Shehu the Kibbalay, where you makabla upon itself to watch it, that no damage will happen to the shore itself? Oy Dilma Afidul the Terusa the Yama Kibbalay, that you accepted upon yourself the Terusa the Yama, that nobody else should come and do damage to it. Not only do you accept that I won't do any damage to it, but I give you permission to bring your shore into my house. So Pshita, I have to watch that my animals should not do damage to your shore. That I accepted. But did I also accept that nobody else's animal will come and ruin your shore? In other words, did I accept it to be mamish like a shomer? Or else, no, I'm only watching that my rishus won't hurt you. But if somebody else's animal comes and do damage, that I didn't accept. That's the shaylo. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. the Tani Rav Yehuda Basimoin Benizok in the Beikarna, when he's learning Masech the Nizokin by Beikarna, it says Hechnis Peroisa Lachotza Balabayish Loi Bershus. If you bring in your fruits into somebody's house without permission, or bor shor mimokim achar, and a shor from someplace else, not the balabasa shor, but a shor belonging to a third party, comes in now for the ochlan and eats up these fruits, is potter. You should know that you're potter. The balashor is potter. But v'im hichnas brishus, let's say the balabas gave you permission, gave Reuven permission to bring your fruits into my backyard. I said, gesundheit, you can store all your fruits in my backyard. And now a third person shor came in and ate up these fruits. Is chayiv? It says tam that is chayiv. So we have to know who's chayiv. So Gemara says man potu man chayiv. Who's potu and who's chayiv here? Lav doesn't it mean here potu bal chotzer v'chayiv bal chotzer? Doesn't it mean to say the question is bal chotzer chayiv or not? So when the bal chotzer didn't give permission to bring it in, then the bal chotzer was potu. Who asked you to bring your fruits in? Somebody ate up your fruits. What do I got to do with it? I never told you to bring it in. But in the Sefer, when the Balachotza says, yes, you could bring your fruits into my house, Mashma the Balabas accepted upon himself to watch the fruits, not only that his Shvarim won't eat it up, but that nobody else will eat it up. That's why it says if a third person Shvar comes in here and eats up your fruits, the Balachotza has to pay. So here we have a proof. When the Balachotza says, come in and I'll watch it completely, it means that I'll watch it even from somebody else. I'm like a complete Shomer that even somebody else can't do damage to it. Tamara says, no, maybe there's no proof. Amri, I'll tell you loy. Potter, what it means here, bal hashor. It means in the ratio, it means in the sefer, where the owner accepted upon himself, therefore the bal hashor, forget, I mean the sefer, in the ratio, where the person that brought the fruits in had no right to bring the fruit in, then the bal hashor is potter. But, and the sefer, when it says, when you had permission to bring it in, then you know it's chayiv, could be the chayiv bal hashor. Maybe it's talking about the bal hashor, not about the bal hachotzer. The bal hachotzer is always potter, because he never accepted upon himself to watch damage from a third party. So here that a third party did it, there's a question whether the third party is chayiv or not. So if the first one came in without permission, then the third one is potter. So we ask the question,